Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
And that will bring us right in to the Bulldog Roundtable today.
The Fan is proud to be the official sports talk station of the Dogs. And it's time for Bulldog Roundtable with Buck Ballou.
25-20, far sideline, 15-10-5. Get in there! Touchdown!
Bulldog Roundtable is proudly presented by Georgia's Own Credit Union, Haug Law Group, Georgia Pack and Load, AAA, and by attorney Ken Nugent.
And that's going to be the ball game. Georgia will win this ball game.
Only on The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
Time for the Bulldog Roundtable today on the show. And Road Dog has been working overtime, counting them down. Ladies and gentlemen, we are 29 days from the Bulldogs kicking off against the Oregon Ducks. 29. So, okay, who's 20? Hey, Chris Smith, number 29 for the Bulldogs. And remember how he got last season started? The pick six against Clemson.
How many days until the Dogs open up against Oregon in the Chick-fil-A kickoff game?
Pace in the backfield with Uiagalelei. He's in the shotgun, two receivers to the right and two to the left for the Tigers, who are moving to our left here in Charlotte. Quick throw, picked off, intercepted, Chris Smith. He might have a shot, going to the house, 40, 30, 20, far sideline. They dive, they don't get him, touchdown, pick six, Georgia strikes first.
Yeah, that was the call last year. One of the biggest plays of the season for Georgia. Chris Smith went on to have an outstanding season. Big block for Ringo in the national title game. One of the leaders on this Georgia defense. Had a chance to catch up with Chris Smith yesterday, and here's that interview. Joining us now on 680 The Fan is Bulldog defensive back Chris Smith. And here we go, Chris. Camp getting underway. What are you expecting to see out of this team?
I'm expecting to see a lot of competition and toughness out of our team. You know, that's what we've been all about. That's what we try to preach day in and day out. And it's going to be a lot of hard work put in out there today and for the days to come.
Coach Smart talked about complacency. He said he didn't expect to see any of that. You know, there's no time for that, right?
Not at all, man. And Coach Smart hates complacency, and it rubs off on us, man. I hate it also, so. We don't got no time for that. We don't got no time to be complacent at all. It's all about work, man. We hungry and we hunting, you know. So that's what we all about.
Chris, do you feel good about the group coming out of spring football practice?
Most definitely, man. I always feel good about our group and our team because I know the work that we put in, and I know the coaching staff that we have. And they're going to pour everything into us, and we're going to pour it all out on the field, man. We're going to give our all. So definitely feel good about the guys, young and old, man. We got what it takes.
Yeah, it looks like you guys have a good mix of that over on the defensive side. And look, that defense you were part of last season was one of the best that the Bulldog Nation has ever seen. Yes, so how do you live up to that? I mean, how do you improve on what they did as you go into this season?
Kind of just the things that we just discussed previously, like being hungry and hunting, not being complacent. And we know what it takes. Like a lot of those guys – from last year, you know, they went on to the NFL, but we still had a lot of guys on our team this year that were backups to those guys, and they know what it takes from those guys. They've been led from those guys. So, like I said, hungry and hunting, not being complacent, and knowing the work to put in. And, you know, we all know what it takes, and we just got to go out there and do it.
Chris, just your fifth year in the program, came back for a senior year, and I tell you, part of that is accepting some of that leadership group that you're going to be a part of here heading into this season. And I'm sure you're really excited about being a part of that group.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Like I said, we got a plethora of young guys that need help throughout the courses of what we're going to go through in terms of the season, fall camp, and what we already went through with spring and summer. And I've had practice getting better at leadership throughout those times. And, you know, I'm going to have more practice during the fall. And, you know, I definitely take pride in that leadership role. A lot of the younger guys look to me for guidance and leadership, and I give it to them with no hesitation because, you know, I had those guys there for me when I first got here that helped me out a lot, and I know that it's important to have somebody that's going to help show you the way. So,
Chris, yeah. I know you're living in the moment. You're looking at this year. Come on, man. Take us back to last year's season opening against Clemson. You had the pick mm-hmm. six, one of the bigger plays made all season long. Can you – just cater to us a little bit and look back and talk about that big play that you had.
You know, obviously it was an awesome moment, you know, and one of the main things I remember from that day is earlier in the day, my brother, he plays at Kansas State. His name's TJ Smith. He had got an interception, you know, and he took it for a good return. He ain't six it like me. He ain't pick six it like me, but he took it for a good return. And, you know, I was asleep. I was watching the game. I was trying to catch some sleep for our game. And I wake up and, like, everybody, like, texting me, like, hey, your brother got an interception. Your brother got an interception. And some of my teammates know, both me and him. So some of them coming to me, like, you got to do it, too. Like, you got to do it, too. I'm like, all right, I got you. Not knowing what was going to transpire in the Clemson game, you know, my mom and dad, they flipped the coin. My dad went to my brother game. And my mom came to mine. And, the play happened. You know, good disguise. Caught the ball, had a good return, and the crowd just erupted, and you know, it was a special moment for me, but especially my family, you know, like, just for them to be able to see that, me and my brother both fulfilling our dream, you know, making big plays for our team on that day. It was crazy.
Yeah, that's a day the Smith family won't ever forget. I'm sure of that. Sure. So, look, I'm not going to ask.
The only person that was mad was my dad because he say he misses all my interceptions. So, he got to see it in the national championship. I made up for him in a national championship. But he was the only person just a little bit upset. He like, oh, man, I didn't see it. But he got to see one for my brother. So, that was good.
That's awesome. Maybe you can get him one this year when he's – in attendance. Look, I'm not going to ask you about Oregon. You got a lot of work to do between now and then, but I will ask you about their head coach, Dan Lanning, who you know very well.
Mm-hmm.
What about Coach Lanning and this opportunity he has and the job he did when he was at Georgia?
One of the main things I admire about Coach Lanning is the way he attacks the game, man. He got so much passion for the game, and he never takes a day off. And, you know, I know he's pushing those guys up there at Oregon to be the best they can every day. And that's one of the main things I respect about Coach Lanning. Very great mind in terms of football-wise. I know he has what he takes, man. He's a great coach, man. I respect and admire him so much for that.
Well, Chris, have a great camp, man. We'll look forward to seeing you soon.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Go Dawgs.
Chris Smith, number 29, 29 days to kickoff for Georgia and Oregon right here in Atlanta. Looking forward to that game. That's going to be exciting.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.